I'm Jules McCann.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Johnny Dean and Professor Plum, like they just said, welcome back another hour. We've got some phone calls. We're going to take those immediately here. So if you're on hold, stand by. Still a couple of lines open for you. And a couple of questions from folks last hour with regard to if we can get to them. Now, last week we did talk about estate planning, and so I kind of left part of that estate planning aspect out of marriage later in life, but I'll try to get to some of these emails. If you want to email the program, you can go to our website. In fact, that's what you have to do. You go to our website, wealthed.com. And send us an email from there. You'll see it. It says find your answer. And you can also give us a call. We've also got some stuff from the Employee Benefit Research Institute on health savings accounts. Somebody had asked about those. More emails and phone calls. That's the best way to get in touch with us. In fact, we're going to take your calls right now. Still, looks like one or two lines open. Not sure which. 877-PLANNER is our number. PLANNER. 877-752-6637. We'd love to hear from you. Any issue that you have. Doesn't have to be on what we were talking about last hour. It can be whatever's on your mind. We'll talk to you about it from a financial standpoint. You can also reach Professor Rick Plum off the air, certainly today and maybe tomorrow. Maybe. Ahead of our little vacation. You can reach him at any Lucia Capital Group advisor, not just Professor Plum. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number that we've set up for you at Lucia Capital Group, for you folks specifically watching and listening here on the program. 800-644-1150. You can talk about all these issues that we bring up and talk about them in detail that pertain to your specific situation. Everyone's situation is different. And every solution, let's say, is different. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. All right, Professor Plum, let's take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Craig's been hanging on for a little while in Rochester, Minnesota. Hello, Craig.
Hi there. So here's my question to you guys. My mother retired 2 years ago this month. Shortly after retiring, I sat down with her and her where she's had some of her IRA accounts, financial advisor there. Mm-hmm. She was 66 when she retired. My father died in 83. Prior to retiring, she had too much income. She didn't take a widow's benefit. She took the widow's benefit on Social Security at 60.
And she retired.
She filed a suspended home.
Did we lose him?
And in September.
You're cutting in and out real quick.
Okay.
So
I took the heads of this better.
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead. So your mother took the widow's benefit at age 66 when she retired, or 66.
Correct. She was almost 67 when she retired.
Okay. She's been receiving the widow's benefit.
She's been receiving the widow's benefit.
Okay.
I had advised her, you know, if she's going to need extra income, she needs to take money out of her IRA, mm-hmm. do some distributions. She's got RMDs coming in a year and a half. She turns 69 in September.
Okay.
She has three pensions of varying amounts, so she gets, you know,
she got income.
40 grand in income from three separate pensions. My advisement made her own decision and widow's benefit turned on her benefit.
So she's not receiving widow's benefit. She's receiving her own benefit?
As of this past January. I just recently found this out.
Okay, why?
This past January. Because she had a little bit more income. So because her benefit is the widow's benefit was about $1,500 a month.
Right.
Benefit is $2,600 a month.
Right. And it'll be bigger if she waits a little longer.
Right. It'll get even bigger if she waits a little longer. So the question is, can she go back and correct the situation, go back and turn the widow's benefit back on, suspend her benefit for the next year and 2 months? She'll be 70 September next year.
Well, she wouldn't.
September 18.
From a terminology standpoint, I think she should be able to do it. But it wouldn't be suspending her benefit. She would be undoing it. She would rescind her application for her own benefit and pay back the extra money that she got over and above. But you're going to have to talk to Social Security about this and say, here's what we want to have happen. We want to pay back the money that she received as her own benefit and go back to the survivor benefit. And so, you know, if it was $1,100 a month different, you've done it for, you know, 6 months, 7 months, we're going to pay her back $6,700 and continue the $1,500 or whatever it was the widow's benefit. And you have to undo her benefit, but it's going to be up to Social Security. Normally, if you apply for a benefit, you can change your mind within a year and pay it all back and act as if it had never happened. But this is a combination of the two things. So go into Social Security, tell them what's going on, tell them that she should not have, she received bad advice from somebody, and that you want to undo her application for her own benefit and then continue to receive the survivor benefit.
And she can just take a distribution from her IRA. She's got, you know, $350,000 in IRAs.
Where the money comes from doesn't matter. But
right.
I mean, they're going to want the money back.
Yeah.
So in other words, give the money back. So she's earning 8% a year on that money up until the age 70. She's got, I mean, we got great family longevity. Her dad and every one of his siblings lived. They died in order, and they all lived about 90 years old.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, she's giving up $1,100 a month, and that $2,600 is going to continue to go up at 8% a year for the next year and a half, 2 years. Well, a year and a half. And then
14 months.
Yeah, well, only 14 more.
September.
But it goes back, you know, 6-7 months from here because it goes back to January.
Right, okay, yeah. So
it's almost 2 years worth of it. So it's almost 16%, call it 15% higher.
Yep.
For the rest of her life.
It's definitely worth undoing. The advice I gave her initially was the best advice was.
Yeah, you sounded like you were right on the money doing everything, telling her the right way. She just listened to the wrong person at some point a year ago.
She listened to herself. She said, sometimes I want to make my own decisions.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for that. And, you know,
oops.
Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. You know. So now you can, but it's correctable. How's that?
That was the big question, whether or not it was correctable.
It should be correctable, but this is where you're going to have to ask the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, appreciate it.
All right, Craig, thank you. Thank you for the call.
So the issue is basically, do you give up $1,100 a month for 2 years, basically.
Well, because you're paying back.
Because you're going to pay back.
A certain amount.
So it's as if you know,
from 6-7 months, yeah.
To pick up, you know, $400 a month for the rest of her life.
$400
additional
dollars. Not just $400 a month.
Yeah.
So you get $400 additional dollars.
So now, her benefit will be close to $3,000 a month when she turns 70. You know,
so
$2,900.
What's, is there a break even?
Yeah, about 10 years.
Yeah, so she lives another 10 years, but he was saying that they've got
90
longevity is
20 years.
Right, yeah. So
22
probably
years
a good move anyway. All right, 877-PLANNER, we'll talk more about that. Tony, I want to get to you in Antioch, California. Hello, Tony.
Dale, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I've been a long-time listener. I've been listening because Mr. Ray Lucia was in charge.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
You people are very informative and everything. Here is a question I have, which really has something to do with the taxation, but every now and then you do talk about taxation.
Okay.
Now, concerning dividends and capital gains, I do my own taxes. I'm in California, and my capital gains and dividends, as long as I maintain my income below this coming year, going to be $75,900, the dividends and capital gains would not be taxed. Anything over would be 15%. I understand that.
From the federal side, yes.
Yes, federal. The question I have about state, which I'm paying much more than the federal, because I don't know how to write it off. Is there any loophole or whatever that I can write off the capital gains and dividends from the state, or no?
Nope, they're taxable to the state. And unlike the feds, where we have a preferential capital gain and qualified dividends,
it doesn't go the other way.
The state, it's just income. And so you're a married individual. You're keeping your right. income low enough that all of the capital gain falls in the 0%, or at least the majority of it, so you don't have to pay the higher bracket, at least, except for maybe a little bit of it. But they're just going to look at it as income when it comes to the state. Now, the state doesn't tax Social Security when you ultimately retire, so there's a couple things there. But capital gains, you know, if you're in the 9% tax bracket in California and you've got some long-term capital gains and you've got some qualified dividends, it's 9%. There's no preferential treatment, and there's no way around it.
No exceptions, in other words.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Okay, because, you know, I do my own little California taxes with pencil and paper, and I use California adjustments. And
yeah.
You know, I know the saving bonds, I can write them off.
Do you own a computer?
I'm a computer literate guy.
Well, the computer programs for somebody with a modest tax return, the computer programs are so easy to use.
Ah, they're wonderful. And they're much better than they were even, you know, 15 years ago.
They're so user-friendly for the average return.
They really are. It's just something we've noticed. Tony, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions or want some more clarification, hold on. We'll be happy to talk to you more about this. In fact, we can discuss maybe a little bit this and what Craig was talking about. 877-PLANNER, we have room for you on the phones. 877-PLA-NNER. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
877 Planner, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, a little bit of room on the phones. Take everybody's call, so if you're on hold, hang on. We will get to everybody. That is a promise, one way or the other. And some emails coming up as well. If you want to email the program, you can go to our website, wealthed.com. Excuse me, wealthed.com, and send us an email from over there. And we got some tax-paying myths that I'd like to cover. A couple more Social Security questions, and that's still that one pesky question that I haven't gotten to yet, Professor Plum, on which questions your financial advisor wishes you would ask, or what you should ask on your financial of your financial advisor. So, if we have time, we'll get to that. But, of course, phone calls always come first, 877-PLANNER. Roy, somewhere in Arizona. Hello, Roy.
Oh, yes, sir.
How can we help you today, my friend?
Yes, I'm on Social Security disability, and I'm wondering if I pass away, does my wife get my disability Social Security, or do they take the disability part away?
No, when you die, the disability goes away, and now it is a potential survivor benefit for your spouse. How old is your spouse right now?
Same age as me, 73.
Okay, then you're no longer on disability. You're on retirement. It may have been disability at one point, but as soon as you got to full retirement age, it just turned into a retirement benefit.
So, I see.
So how much are you receiving from Social Security right now?
$1,287.
How much is she receiving from Social Security right now?
$650, a portion of mine.
Okay, if something, or when, I should say, something happens to you, she will drop the $600 that she's receiving on her own as a spouse, and she will start receiving just the $1,286 that you're receiving.
I see, okay.
And it's a survivor benefit at that point, so not that the classification matters, the dollar amount matters. And she will continue to receive the higher of the two benefits, the higher being the one that you're receiving.
But the $650 will go away, or the $600,
yes,
whatever it is.
Whatever she's receiving as a spouse goes away.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay,
sir.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Roy. He's 73. Yes, what happens is your benefit, if you're on Social Security disability, it stays a disability benefit until such time as you turn full retirement age. When at that point, it is no longer considered a disability benefit. It's now a retirement benefit.
Right. Once you've made it to the full retirement age, the disability classification drops off, and it becomes a retirement benefit. There are some issues, or not issues, there are some benefits to that. If you wanted to, you could file and you could suspend it, and it would grow until age 70. Mm-hmm. But it is just, it now no longer carries the distinction of disability benefit. You don't have to deal with the earnings limitations that you had when you were disabled. You don't those issues. So it is a retirement benefit, but it didn't change. it just continued on. It's just the title. It's just the accounting ledger that they credited or debited from changes from the disability trust fund ledger.
Right, so when
the retirement trust fund
ledger. When a person changes the numbers at Social Security as whatever's on the ledger there, and they're writing you $1,270 check, he doesn't subtract it from the
piece of paper that says
disability
it takes it from the other side. It doesn't matter.
It's just accounting. It's coming out of the general treasury either way.
Right, exactly. Of which, by the way, there are infinite funds. All right, now we have something, by the way, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I had a question similar to that on the Social Security page, and it goes down to Gwen in Salt Lake City, Utah. And this may be very similar to what we were just talking about here. I'm 62, and my husband just passed away at age 65. He was already collecting his Social Security retirement benefits. If I collect survivor benefits now at a reduced rate, will I get the greater amount of my own benefits when I turn 66?
The answer is yes. And in fact, you may want to wait until age 70 to take your own benefit, depending upon some other factors. But the survivor benefit, now we're assuming you have not applied for your own benefit yet. You're only just now turning 62, so I'm going to assume you're not going to be, you haven't been receiving your own benefit. You're unfortunately a widow. At this point, you're 62 years of age. If you're not working, you have the same earnings limitations for both benefits. If you're not working, you can apply for either your own benefit or the widow's benefit. And so the answer, the question that comes into which one is greater or which one will potentially become greater. You mentioned that if you take the widow's benefit now, it is a reduced benefit. That is true. It's reduced from your full retirement age. Your benefit, if you apply for it now, is also a reduced benefit. It would be reduced. So depending on but your benefit will continue to grow until age 70, whereas the survivor benefit does not continue to grow until age 70. So it, depending upon how large your benefit is, and what it will ultimately become at age 70, compared to the widow's benefit and what it is, you know, without the reduction, will dictate which one you take now. If they're about the same right now, take the widow's benefit, because it only would grow for, you know, 4 years, where yours grows for 8 years. Take the widow's benefit. If yours is a lot larger, again, take the widow's benefit. The only reason you would take your own benefit first is if it's a lot less, and it's never going to catch up to what the widow's benefit is anyway. But it sounds like you've got a pretty good handle on it. But yes, they are separate. It's not like the retirement benefits. One, you know, you can have one without applying for the other. Whereas with the retirement benefits at 62, if I want to have a spousal retirement benefit, I must apply for my own benefit first. Those are retirement benefits. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the difference survivor between benefits. A survivor benefit and a retirement benefit. They're not coordinated.
So you can take a survivor benefit, depending on, you know, how much each one is, yours and the survivor benefit. You can take that and wait and allow your own benefit to grow. Your benefit is considered untouched when you're taking a survivor benefit because they don't require you to apply. Now, on the other hand, as we've said, spousal benefits are another story. If you're under full retirement age, in fact, pretty soon it's going to be for everybody. But currently, if you're under full retirement age, with some exceptions, you have to apply for your own benefit first before you can get the spousal benefit, which means that yours stops growing.
Because you've taken it.
I shouldn't say that. It stops getting these delayed retirement credits.
It is locked in with the exception of the cost of living allowances for the rest of your life there.
So actually, cost of living allowances, which means it's probably locked in for the rest of your life there, isn't it?
Well, I was reading something about that, and they're expecting one of the largest...
A large one. I saw that...
2.2%, so an average of $28 on a benefit. Of course...
For next year.
For next year. That's what they're expecting. It hasn't happened yet because they haven't finished the measuring period. But let's say I have an average benefit, and my benefit goes up by $28.
Gross, but your gross
benefit.
My gross,
but the amount of money that's going to be deposited into my bank account, it's not going up.
It just means
all.
You're going to be catching up to what the others are paying on the Medicare premium.
I may be paying $109 right now for my Medicare, and the current Medicare premium is $137, so not quite $28 higher, but I'm assuming that we'll probably have a Medicare increase next year as well. So most people will not see a deposit that's any larger than it was before. Now, if you're making $2,600, $2,800, $3,000 because you waited till 70 for your Social Security benefit, yeah, you'll see a benefit increase. I don't think the Social Security, the Medicare increase will take it all away. But all we're doing is getting back basically to parity for a lot of people. Right now we have multiple different premiums being paid for Medicare, ranging from $107 to $137. And that doesn't even include the Medicare surtax for high-income wage earners or high-income households. So now they're just going to start catching up, and everybody will be paying pretty much the same thing again.
What, you know, you and I are 10 or 15, 18 years away from collecting our benefits probably.
Oh, yeah, right.
What is the Medicare premium going to be then?
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$100.99, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here till the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER, that's what we do on this program, we plan, help you plan, we plan for you, as a matter of fact, on and off the air, with Professor Rick Plum, 877-752-6637. So, okay, so like I don't know, a month ago, maybe even more, I started reading these, and we were doing this pretty much every day, but we had a bunch of calls here and there, and so every day turned into maybe once a week. But these 10 questions financial planners wish you'd ask. I got through like 9 of them, and I haven't done this 10th one, and I was just I hadn't looked at it for a while, and I thought, well, gosh, I've been saving this 10th question for a long time. And by the way, questions like, how do you get paid? That's a question you should be asking your financial advisor. And don't be shy about that. They should be telling you, what kind of licenses do you hold? Designations? Do you act as a fiduciary? That's another question. Do you take custody of or have access to any of my assets? There's only one correct answer to that. That should be no. How much contact do you have with clients and so forth? So the last one is sort of anticlimactic. But I don't know, Professor Plum. This is what Newsweek, I believe, or U.S. News, suggested that they ask, that you should be asking your financial planner. Question number 10, what 5 important financial or investment books have you read and why? Now, here's what they say. An advisor's response to that question speaks volumes about both his or her continuing education as well as the likelihood of their ability to help educate clients about important financial matters. Now, reading financial and investment books, to me, as it can be a little, you could pick up any book and get it to contradict another book.
True.
I'm not sure that on the broad spectrum of things that that's something that's all that vital. So I'll ask you, what do you think?
I think that you want to know what they've been doing to further their education within
there. Sure.
So there are lots of studies. I like, certain ones by Professor Kitsitz.
Michael Kitsitz, yes.
Yeah, the guy writes a lot of good stuff. And just different, but I don't know that he's ever written a full book. He writes papers.
Well, you see white papers, you see a lot of articles, blog posts, and things like that.
But just different things. I mean, but it the more well-rounded the person has been as far as what they've looked into, I think gives you a better view of what's happening. I mean, but I also want them to know, one of the hardest ones to read, and I used to get teased about reading this particular book, something we used to that used to be published, I don't know if it still is, called Tax Facts.
Tax Facts, yeah. I've seen that, and it came out every year, did it not?
Yeah, because they had updates
yes,
every year.
Yes, yeah. And so this was a couple hundred
pages.
These
aren't novels, these aren't books, these are just
facts.
These, yes. I mean, well, just situations within tax world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we used to read, another gentleman and I used to read Tax Facts and quiz each other on random things in Tax Facts. It's kind of a sickness, I know, but
so that's the kind of stuff that you should probably be reading. But if you ask them and they say, "Well, there's
but
a good
I
series."
I never read it cover to cover.
There's a good series on covered calls that I've been, as a strategy. I'm a little suspect of some of these people who write these books with these different strategies.
Right, and the suggest- red light, green light, the timing strategies,
exactly,
the 50-day move, the technical aspects of it. You know, am I hiring a money manager or am I hiring a financial planner? So if all they read are books on the valuation of a stock and this and that and the other things, but you're expecting them to do your financial planning, which involves your Social Security strategy, your tax strategy, your pension strategy, all these different things,
yeah,
you're probably, those are the wrong books for that person. Now, is it interesting to have somebody who have read some of those? I've read bits and pieces of some of those. They tend to bore me because I don't believe that you can predict the short-term movements of the market. I know some people believe it. that's a philosophy issue. I don't believe I can tell you that within the next couple of days, because a stock went under or over its 50-day moving average, it's going to dramatically change one way or the other. I just have not seen that to work out for me.
Well, making financial planning decisions should
be... I work
be,
on the strategy side.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't a place for the technical analysis
right.
side, because I think every...
Those are certified financial analysts, and we need them to actually... You know,
get through the data.
Do a different part of which stock you should buy, when you should hold it, when you should sell it, how you should replace it, how you should rebalance it, how you should update your portfolio. You know, what is the portfolio? That is the job of a money manager, not a financial planner. There's a difference between the two people. And I don't like the idea of financial planners who spend six, 8 hours a day talking to you about your goals, your plans, your taxes, your kids, and all these other things, pretending they can also be a money manager. Who needs to focus on all the different economic information that's coming in at all times, and score their stocks, and do this kind of thing.
Yep.
On the other side, that person doesn't have very much time to talk to you about your tax plan, your estate plan. We talked about that earlier today. Your life insurance, your this, that, the other thing, your goals. Their job is to manage money. Your financial planner's job is to create the strategy. Look at the overall piece of the pie.
That's right. You need a team, in other words. It's you look at it as a football. Maybe football or you have different people that specialize in certain areas. There's somebody up top who's, probably making all the decisions like the head coach, or at least making sure that the decisions all bind together and form the philosophy of the
right.
team.
You've got the owner, you, the client, who's hired the general manager and the coach to put together the best team possible. And you've got individual people down there. You've got a money manager. You may have a tax specialist. You may have and they all work for one person, you, the owner.
That's right. That's really how it works. And so you've got to make sure that you're happy with that. But you don't want the defensive coordinator necessarily being the one upstairs making decisions about trades. I mean, football trades, I'm saying.
Yeah,
or whom to sign, that kind of thing. I mean, I don't want to take this analogy too far because we could lose the effectiveness of it. But you know what I'm saying? A team approach is really what you want, and that's what we try to stress here. So okay, that took care of that. All right, got that off the books.
Now you can put that and shelve it and file it away.
You know what? I started that so long ago. I could probably recycle it at a different part of the show and have some more. We'll have a whole different audience in the first half of the show. I kept that to the second half of the show. This is just, it's important information. I think in order to get to 10 questions you should ask, they probably stretched it a little bit on the last few. But certainly the first five or six.
But the last one, what books have you... That's also going back to what's your education? What are your licenses? What is your experience? That's mm-hmm. all part of the same question, actually.
Sure is. Okay, an email here, 877-PLANNER, if you got a question on the for the Brain Trust. Steve in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hello, he said back in June, so this was a few weeks ago. Rick was talking about the strategy of taking IRA money first to reduce the required minimum distributions later on and possibly avoid paying some additional income tax when the distributions come up, RMDs. Sounds like a good plan, but what happens if there is an annuity inside the IRA? Now, Steve mentions his case. He says, we have an annuity with this guaranteed monthly income rider of 5%, meaning we can withdraw up to 5% from our IRA and still have the guaranteed annuity payout in place. Currently, we could withdraw around 18 grand annually from the IRA. If we start taking 5% withdrawals from the IRA now and begin to draw down our cash balance, this will reduce our RMDs later on. But if we deplete the cash value before the annuity option kicks in, will this have been a proper strategy? Okay, let's explain what it is he's asking here, Professor Plum.
Well, he has an annuity that has a lifetime income benefit, and it's one of the newer ones where there's still cash value. And so he's allowed not to take 5% of the IRA out each year. They don't look at the current value. They look at a accounting ledger, hypothetical accounting ledger called the income base. And as long as they don't take more than 5% of that income base, they can continue. The insurance company guarantees that that distribution will last for the rest of their lives, even if the cash value goes to zero. Now, it is a distribution, and it's inside the IRA, so that distribution is counting towards his required minimum distribution. Unfortunately, as we get older and as the disparity between the income base and the cash value becomes larger, where the cash value is coming down to zero. Let's say I started with $500,000 in my annuity and I'm taking $25,000 a year out of it. and I've gone through some downtimes, and so my cash value is now only $100,000. Well, that $100,000 number is not the number that's included in the calculation to determine the actual required minimum distribution. We have to contact the insurance company, because that guaranteed income stream, I may only be 75 at this point, and I'm going to get $25,000 a year for the rest of my life. And the rest of my life is, you know, another 10 years or more. Well, that $25,000 a year is worth more than $100,000. And so they have this crazy thing called an interpolated terminal reserve. It's basically valuing that income stream. Now, if my cash value and my income base are similar, it's not a big deal. But as those numbers fall apart, now we have to calculate the required minimum distribution a little bit differently. We're basing it on a bigger number than just the cash value. But that distribution is still part of the overall required minimum distribution calculation. And it can be used, if it's more than enough, be used to satisfy other IRA distributions. At some point, though, it may become too small, and we're going to have to take money out of the other side.
Is this going to be on the midterm? Do we have to know this for the midterm?
It gets a little complicated.
It does get a little complicated. So, Steve, I mean, if you have further questions on that, I know it's been a couple of weeks since you sent this. We'll be happy to talk to you more about it. But, yes.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. I got to part of Steve's email in Lawrenceville, Georgia. I'll get to the rest of it here. There's a little follow-up on that. As we were just answering that question on the annuity with the guaranteed monthly income benefit rider. So I'll get to that in just a second. We've got some trivia. What's coming up on this program tomorrow? Well, I'll tell you what. A couple of different things. The main topic has to do with distribution methods and what they call the 4% rule. Every so often, we like to run down some of these different methods of taking money out of your portfolio. That's right. When you retire, of course, you're distributing. You're no longer contributing, you're distributing, which, you know, by its very nature is the opposite, right? Your portfolio is going to be handing you money instead of the other way around, which makes it a very important part of the planning process, and one that's all too often, I guess, neglected. Certainly, people get it wrong a lot. I mean, when you're putting money into your portfolio, it's just a matter of, you know, which, you know, there's asset allocation and looking at ways to grow it. But Professor Plum, when you're looking at ways to preserve your portfolio, it's a whole different art, is it not? Question mark.
Well, if you mess it up when you're putting money in, you're probably messing it up to being more conservative, assuming you're not timing yourself in and out of the market at the wrong times, which a lot of people will do. I'm just talking about just dollar cost averaging in, whether you're going into just the aggressive side or the whole thing. You're just being more conservative if you do it wrong. Doing it the other way around, when you're taking money out of a portfolio, doing it wrong can really hurt. Can
yes,
really screw it up really quickly.
There is a finite pool of money that you're dealing with here. There's a certain amount of water in the pool, and you can take it out too quickly. You can hope it rains more, but if it doesn't rain, what are you going to do? How are you going to make it last as long as you do?
It's a matter of adding to a volatile portfolio, whether it's super volatile or a slightly volatile. Mm-hmm. It can help either way. Just one helps a little bit more potentially. Taking money out of a volatile portfolio when you're selling when it's down, it hurts, and it can hurt a lot.
It can hurt permanently, in other words. It can leave a permanent mark right there. You don't want to do that. So we'll talk about the different distribution methods that are out there and ways you might be able to combat, like, the worst thing, which is never knowing how much money you're going to be able to get from your portfolio every year. You have two sides of it. You can either take the same amount out of your portfolio every year, and in the down year, it's going to devastate it, and so you're going to run out of money very likely. Or you can just say, well, then I won't take as much next year. I'll take a pay cut.
I'll change my income and
right,
let the market decide when I can and cannot have income.
Sorry, we don't like that method. We like perhaps a more...
I guess we're control freaks.
We kind of are.
Control.
I was going to suggest we like a more guaranteed method. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that, but it's as close to that as you can get, in my opinion. Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow. Along with Gene Pastula. So all this talk about distribution methods and all that, that's the idea, is to talk about that. But we also bring in Gene Pastula on Tuesdays in the first hour to talk about some form of insurance, important stuff that you need to know, insurance strategies. So whatever Gene's going to talk about, we'll cover that a lot in the first hour. So it may wind up being the second hour we talk about this. We just don't know. There's always too much to talk about, as there was today. We don't get to everything. All right, 877-PLANNER. Before we get to the rest of Steve's email here from before the break, had trivia, and let's see if I have the right one. Yes, trivia for today. This comes to us from the Department of Labor. Didn't we have one last week from the Department of Labor? Maybe it's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Anyway, today's the Department of Labor. Okay, now as of January 2017, the nation's unemployment rate was 4.8%. However, adults age 25 and up with at least a bachelor's degree from college have just a 2.5% unemployment rate. The lowest national unemployment rate in U.S. history was 2.5% in June of 1953.
So that goes, we talked about college education last week, whether it was worth it or not. Well, this tends to show that college-educated individuals are more likely to be working than non-college-educated individuals.
Well, that's true. Now, question is this working in some sort of field that is what you want? Is it working?
A lot of college degrees are more of a weeding factor. They let you get a job, not necessarily the job of your dreams. I mean,
or the one you're even going to keep forever. I mean, it could just be that you are employed. This goes from 25 and up. So, you know, it could be that you have a degree in one field, but you can't find any work in that, so you're taking something temporarily.
And people change careers, but a lot of times the employers, that could be one of the weeding factors. Is there a college degree on file, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We talked about paying for college, or we tried to last week. We didn't get a chance to get into it, so we're going to talk more about that, some of the credits that are available to you. We'll do that when Professor Plum and I return from our separate vacations.
That we happen to take at the same time so that we...
Yeah, well, you know...
Kind of have to.
One of us, two of us, we can make it work. If there's just one of us talking, it doesn't work. Sorry.
I don't want to listen to me that much.
No, and I don't want to listen to me. And we've tried to have people fill in, but it just doesn't... the magic doesn't, you know, is gone, quite frankly. So...
The magic.
That's, you know, we're irreplaceable. That's what I should say. So the deal is, tomorrow, we'll be here live tomorrow, but we will. There'll be a few days, maybe even into the following week, where we're not. That's it. And then we'll be back live, after tanned, rested, and ready. That's what we're going to do. Okay, do I have time? Oh, gosh. Steve had sent us an email very quickly talking about these guaranteed monthly benefit riders of an annuity that's inside of an IRA. That was the thing. And his other question, Professor Plum, says, the annuity income base is going to be about $500,000, so we should be getting a decent annuity amount. Will the annuity payment then cause the same tax issue we would have faced if we did not start IRA withdrawals earlier? In other words, he was taking money out of his IRA to reduce his required minimum distribution.
Well, it will reduce your required minimum distribution. The overall value is going to be down.
Mm-hmm.
The distribution from this annuity will be 100% taxable, and it will be counted towards the required minimum distribution. But as your value comes down and as you get older, I talked about there's a difference between the current value of the annuity potentially and the value of that income stream. But remember, the value of that income stream goes down too as you get older, because a $25,000 income stream for 20 years is worth more than a $25,000 income stream for 10 years. And so as you age, the net value of that income stream comes down and the cash value comes down. They come down together. Now, whether or not they're exact, that's going to be where we have to ask the insurance company to do their calculation. But first off, it's going to be taxable. And yes, we'll be able to use it towards the required minimum distribution calculation.
Yep. Yeah. Every year you take money out that, you know, your balance in theory goes down. Although you could, I guess, have...
You could earn a lot.
Investments could earn a lot, too. You never know. Okay, we are out of time. If you want to speak with Professor Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, number set up just for you, 800-644-1150. The back office line at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them. They'll love to talk to you. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain...